Hi, and welcome to this week's Trash Compactor podcast, Star Wars from a Certain Point of View. I'm MC.
I'm Sarah. Guess what we saw yesterday?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so this is the Rise of Skywalker reaction episode.
Or to be more exact, the Rise of Skywalker therapy session.
That too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's done. I am so happy. Like, first of all, let's just, like, get all of the experience stuff out of the way, and then we can, like, delve into the plot. But I am so happy I went into this thing completely spoiler-free.
Me too. I know I've said before I wasn't obsessing over spoilers, but oh my gosh, I'm so glad I wasn't spoiled.
Yeah. And having seen this, it's like any of, like, the vague little bits of stuff that, like I did not hear actual spoilers, but I heard, like, rumors, but they were definitely, like, false rumors.
And the only strong rumor I heard was so insignificant that it didn't spoil anything.
Which one?
Fans of Ahsoka should listen carefully.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, it was literal. Fans of Ahsoka should listen really carefully.
And we shall get into that.
Yeah, we'll get to that point.
But I had the theater going experience for this was really great. My brother picked a really great theater. It was one of these with the big seats and that recline.
Me too.
So super comfortable. Very great seats. I was all prepared to watch this movie, except I was not prepared.
Yeah, I was literally vibrating in my seat before it started.
Yeah.
I had to get a drink, which I never do at movies. Mm-hmm. But I think I was driving the people around me nuts.
Mm. We've had, what now, 15 hours to sit on this movie around there?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So there have been other podcasts and videos that have come out already with people doing their initial reactions. So we do have the benefit of a little bit of things sinking in. Which I don't think helps us out a lot. I am kind of sorry, though, that we didn't get to record last night, because Sarah and I were texting each other literally during the end credits.
Yeah, I mean, up until I got in my car to drive home, and then as soon as I walked back in the door.
Yeah. And we were both just, it would have been horrible for us to record, but probably hilarious for everyone to listen to, because we were so stunned.
We'll do it for the next one. Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so it's been like 15 hours.
We have had time to have things sink in a little bit.
A little bit of processing time.
A little bit of processing, but still, we've only seen the movie once, and just on initial thoughts, and this is, when I was texting with you yesterday, I was saying, it's like, I don't know how I feel about this.
I think I've settled on saying, I liked it. I didn't love it. I have a lot of questions. I think it was a fantastic end to a 42-year saga and a terrible end to the sequel trilogy.
I am actually, you are more generous than I am. Having sat on this, I think I don't like it. There are things that I like. There are definitely things that I like. But I feel the things that I don't like outweigh those. Maybe not in terms of number, but in terms of intensity.
Okay, no, that makes sense. That makes sense.
The stuff that happened in this movie that I disliked, I intensely disliked. And the stuff that I liked, it's like, oh, you know, I like that bit. It's not my least favorite of the movies, but right now it's probably at, like, the 10th spot. 9 or 10.
Okay, I haven't tried to place it for ranking yet. I don't always like to rank them, and I definitely can't do it with only one viewing.
That's fair, and I am planning to see this again, because I might feel differently about it having seen it again.
Yeah. I think at least my biggest problem with it is just the lack of explanation of anything.
Oh, God. Like, I've already renamed this movie. That just raises further questions.
Yeah. I love the idea of Palpatine being there. All they needed was one or two lines going, here's why.
Yeah. I just...
What it felt like, and I noticed this, gosh, early in it, it felt like watching a video game.
Yeah, I get that. There was a lot of running and a lot of going to different places. It's like there was continually different levels that they were going to.
Yes, it was, here's the intro. You have to do this. Then we'll go to this other planet. Now you have to do this. Now we'll go to this third planet. And here's your mission. And then everyone gets back together and you have to do this mission. It felt like, and I don't play a lot of video games, so for me to say that is, it felt like watching, you know, modern day KOTOR or something.
Yeah. It was very disjointed, I think. That's the way to put it. And it's not just disjointed in itself, but disjointed from what came before it.
Yeah, it didn't feel like that Force Awakens or Last Jedi built up to this.
Yeah, it almost felt like this bit itself could have been its own trilogy.
First of a trilogy, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, like The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi, it felt like a lot of the stuff that they built up in that did not matter as much. And that they were, there was so much exposition in this, except they didn't actually explain anything.
I know. I think that the movie's biggest weakness was definitely the exposition. I do think the characters were great, though.
Most of them.
I
do have some issues with some of the characters. But, yeah, no, I like the characters. Like, okay.
Its strength was the characters.
So... my least favorite of the Star Wars movies is The Phantom Menace.
Okay.
And that is in terms of I don't really care for a lot of the stuff that happens in it, if that makes any sense. Like, the story is fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what I find wrong with The Phantom Menace is the exact opposite of what I find wrong with this.
Too much plot, not enough character?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like this, I like the characters in this, but I hate the story. And I like the visuals, but I hate the story.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And so much of it is coming down to this doesn't make any sense, or this doesn't jive with stuff that we've had before. J.J. Abrams is somebody who's really great at starting things.
I know, I was trying to ignore that part for the past 2 years?
Yeah, J.J. Abrams is really, he loves his fucking mystery boxes so fucking much. And give him the beginning of something so that he can set up all of his mystery boxes, but let somebody else open them, because once he puts them there, he is not interested in them at all.
Right.
Because he does not know how to... He does not know how to stick the landing. Because, yeah. And the fact that he started it and then finished it, and you had Rian Johnson in the middle. And I know a lot of people had issues with what Rian Johnson did. And actually, Alex from Star Wars Explained, I watched his... He's the only review I've actually watched. But a lot of what he said, it's like... Thankfully, it didn't change my opinion, because I basically agreed with everything he said. But he said that it felt like The Rise of Skywalker was a sequel to The Force Awakens, but not so much to The Last Jedi. It's like kind of okay. The only thing that carried over from The Last Jedi was the Force Bond.
Yeah, and okay, so I really love the Force Bond in this.
I rolled my eyes at it
a lot in Last Jedi. But I really liked it here. My problem with the Force Bond in this one is, at the end of The Last Jedi, it felt like the Force Bond was closed. And there was no explanation for why it wasn't.
Yeah, but that is
gonna be my biggest issue with it.
That is going to be a running theme. I can understand why it wasn't, because that is not, I think, up to them. And they did, that is something that I will give them, that they established in this, that they used a word for it. I can't remember, the Druad or something like that. But it's, Rey and Ben are soulmates. That's just flat out what it is.
Right.
And that's not even me speaking as a Raylo shipper, though at this point I think I have every right to be.
Yeah, that I figured you'd be quite happy with that.
Except not.
I know. I am content with it. Not with... I said in the last episode was the Bendemption one, right?
Yes.
I've lost track. I said in the last episode that I was perfectly okay with him being redeemed if he then had to live with it. And then he died.
Yeah. There have been a lot of Raylos on Twitter who have been saying, we were right, but at what cost?
Yeah. It's like, this is how you piss off everyone.
Yeah.
So there was a moment before he died, that was a stupid thing for me to say. After Palpatine threw him down the hole.
Yeah.
And you think he's dead at that point.
Yeah.
I really, for about 2 minutes, was like, oh, he's dead. He's going to come back up as a Force ghost. And that's going to be the rise of Skywalker. And you would just see Ben Solo Force ghost coming back out to rescue Rey. And that would have been so cool.
I did think that we were going to see some skywalking. I didn't think that he would be a Force ghost. I thought there might be some levitation shit. But whatever. I really liked everything from the moment that he redeemed himself, like from the scene with Han, or mm-hmm. his memory of Han, up until his death. Ben Solo was my favorite character in Star Wars.
I can understand that. The fact that I did not hate him is a big deal.
Yeah. Ben's, like...
No, the fact that I had any emotion for him whatsoever other than neutrality was a big deal.
And I mean, like, Adam Driver is seriously the MVP of these movies. Because Ben Solo had one line.
Yeah.
Not even one line. He had one word. Mm. He said, ow.
Yeah.
And still, I know exactly who Ben Solo is.
Yeah, no, that, I get it.
Yeah. And, like, I made a tweet before that's like, Ben Solo is Han Solo if he were treated like Anakin Skywalker. I think that perfectly defines him, because, like, that little shrug at the Knights of Ren.
Yeah.
He is entirely Han Solo's kid. And he would have been so much better if instead of, oh my god, something's happening to Ben, we better ship him off to Luke. He would have been so much better. It's like, oh my god, something's happening to Ben, let's keep him on the Millennium Falcon and train him to be a great pilot.
Right. A pilot with Force sensitivity.
Yeah.
So speaking of Force sensitivity.
Yes.
Are they hinting that basically everyone is Force sensitive?
I don't know.
Because it was definitely, the more I thought about it, it's really, really in your face that they're hinting at Finn.
Yeah, Finn is definitely... this just raises more questions.
Okay, but I was going to follow that with the squad of ex-stormtroopers that they found, the one that Janna is leading.
Yeah.
Who said that they put down their weapons because they had a feeling. Was that the Force too?
I don't know.
We've got Force-sensitive stormtroopers, ex-stormtroopers. Is the First Order stealing Force-sensitive kids to turn into stormtroopers?
Also the thing is, it's like, okay, so the First Order is actually Palpatine the entire time?
I guess so. I don't know.
I don't get it. Like, okay, and Snoke is Palpatine? Like, Snoke was, like, created in a vat by Palpatine to, like, do his orders, but then why was Snoke trying to get Ben to kill Rey in the last movie if Palpatine wanted Rey brought to him?
I am going to stick with Snoke as failed Palpatine clone.
Yeah.
And with brain problems.
And also, what is the whole point of Ben? Like, why did they need to get him on the dark side if Rey was the endgame?
Plot-ishness?
It's...
because there has to be one dark and one light?
I don't know. There's just so many things, and...
there are a lot of things that make no sense.
Yeah, I have put so much stock in the story group for the past 5 years or whatever. And it really feels like that was completely misplaced.
I'm going to disagree mostly. I think the story group is doing most of their amazingness in the non-film side of things.
But the films are the cornerstone.
Like, I know.
They put so much emphasis on the movies, so they need to be the linchpins and everything. And if they can't even mesh with each other, then that's a problem. And also, I don't... like, Rian Johnson spent time working with writers with The Last Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we know he worked with Jason Fry on the novelization. Okay. And I'm pretty sure he worked with some of the others, like, introducing, like, Holdo and that kind of stuff. There were mm-hmm. Things that were brought up in the books that were specifically tying to the movie. This one felt like it was not connected at all with anything that happened in the books. Like, I mean, okay, so in Aftermath trilogy, setting up that the Emperor was doing all of this shit on Jakku, so why would his family be hiding out there?
For the same reason that Obi-Wan took Luke back to Tatooine? Because.
Yeah, but but the thing is,
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just being...
I just don't like when they make the same mistakes over again. It's like, I can accept that. Like, I can accept Tatooine better than I can accept the whole Jakku thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because... I don't know.
It's no, just, I know.
It's a lot more acceptable to me. Because especially since, like, Vader or Anakin did kind of, like, put that planet behind him. Like, mm-hmm. that would be the last place that Anakin would want to look for his kid. Meanwhile, Jakku, there was an active Imperial base there.
Right. I don't know.
Yeah. The whole... like, I loved Poe in this. Poe is an adorable idiot. And I love him.
Poe is perfect.
But what is his backstory?
I kind of just love getting those awesome little hints of it.
But the thing is, like...
because it's not relevant to the story.
But see, the way they made it sound is that Poe was a spice runner and then left to join the Resistance. Like, that is basically what Zori said to him. And that does not mesh with everything that we've had. Because, I mean, that's not a small thing. That is, we've had, like, comics and books that have established what Poe's backstory is. And I don't mind if he had a rebellious time in his 20s. But maybe instead of saying, you know, you left to join the Resistance, say you left to join the New Republic. And... no,
or
it seemed like they were putting in stuff to appease to not confuse casual fans, but then it confuses the hardcore fans where it's like, this doesn't quite mesh with what you've already established.
Yeah, I mean, I'm being positive about it, despite all the things I didn't like. I really do think there were more I did. But I think a lot of those types of things, I really hope now that it's over, we're going to get more books and expansion and it'll fill in the blanks.
Yeah, no, I mean, like the Poe thing, I know that they're going to go and explain like how it all fits together. But the one that I cannot forgive. There is one that I cannot forgive, and you know exactly which one it is, too.
Uh-huh.
I cannot forgive that they had the awesome Wedge cameo 2 seconds after his son died.
Yeah. Now, granted, the audience doesn't know that. The general audience.
The general audience doesn't know that, but for anybody who has been following... I mean, I just have a problem in general that Snap died.
Why did they have to kill basically the only other pilot with a name that people know?
I mean, like, the thing is, he is Wedge's son in both that he is actually Wedge's son, and in he's a spiritual successor to him.
Right. But if they're trying to show that, you know, anyone can die in that battle, how about you just show random ships blowing up? We get that everywhere else.
Yeah.
No, there was no reason for it to be Snap.
There was no reason for it, and it does create that dissonance in people who are familiar with this kind of stuff, where it's like, yay, Wedge is back! Oh, Wedge just lost his fucking stepson.
Also, pause. Wedge is back!
Wedge is back!
Okay, that was a lot of exclamation points.
The only time I act like I know everybody's like, oh, that Raylo trash probably squealed while, you know, they were kissing. No, the only time I squealed was when Wedge appeared on screen.
I squealed so loudly at that part. I am surprised you didn't hear me from a country away.
Yeah, no, it was great. And he's on the fucking Falcon, of all things. Yeah.
That was just, yeah, oh my that God, I nice. Love Wedge.
Though, this is another thing that I have a problem with. I don't have a problem with Wedge coming back. I love Wedge coming back. But, okay, so Lando just freaking appears. And apparently Lando is able to, you know, get this armada, like, within days, I guess.
Would you say no to Lando if he asked?
Well, no, but where was he before this?
On... whatever that planet was. I can't remember its name.
Well, no, he was called by Leia. He was called in by Leia. Like, he did say that.
Right.
But there was just, like...
plot. I'm ignoring the plot at this point.
But I'm a writer, and this is the kind of thing that I look at.
I know, but you know what? When I have accepted that the plot makes no sense, I am just going to ignore it. And figure that either books or comics or fanfic writers will fix it. And I'm going to enjoy all the characters.
Yeah, I'm going to fix it by continuing to write my AEU.
Good.
And just put in, like, the random little bits that I like from this.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me.
Like, I've completely codified what my characterization of Ben Solo is now.
Yeah.
Just based on him shrugging.
Yeah, no, that's the idea. No. Dang, I was going to say something after that, and I probably forgot what.
So we did talk about character deaths. We talked about Snap.
Right.
Leia dying, I accept that. I don't like it.
I don't either, but in that one, I think they did everything they could with what they had.
Yeah. I think that it might have been different had Carrie survived.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not.
Maybe not, but they had to work around what footage existed.
Yeah, and I did mention this to you last night. I actually think that Harrison's cameo as Han might have been a replacement for a scene with Leia.
And that makes sense.
I mean, I do love the scene because it does really mirror what happened on the catwalk in the Starkiller base.
And the fact that I didn't see that happening from a million miles away.
Yeah, no, I didn't see it happening. And just the way it was done, it's like, oh my God, Ben is seeing what he wished he had done back then. Mm-hmm. So it worked really well for me. But I do think that it was that they had wanted Carrie there instead. And so I accept that they did what they could with Leia. I don't like that Snap died.
No.
I will talk even more about Ben later, but I don't like what happened with Ben. But what really bothers me is that I don't like the deaths that happened, and I don't like the deaths that didn't happen.
Okay.
If it makes any sense. Like,
no, it does.
If they had killed off Chewbacca, like, my heart would have been ripped out of my chest. But I would have almost been more okay with him dying than I would be about, oh, he was on another transport, despite the fact that there was no other transport.
Right.
And, like, Rey, like, was the reason he... I just don't understand how it works. And then the whole 3PO thing, where it's just like they make a big deal out of it, and then...
Reset!
Yeah, and it's just like, R2's just like, fuck this, no, I want my best friend back, of course I have a backup.
Right, and he really didn't lose that much time anyway.
Yeah.
And then it was completely forgotten about.
Yeah, so, like, and all of that's, like, the stuff with, like, it goes back to the... like, video game levels, where it's like, now it's the level where we have to go rescue Chewbacca.
Right. No, you know whose death I did like? I loved Hux's death.
Hux's death, yeah.
That just, I don't, Hux is a character, whereas I've been neutral on Kylo Ren, Hux I actively dislike.
Yeah, same. And I do know that there are some people who are very upset by what happened with Hux, and I do acknowledge that.
No, and I understand that.
Yeah. But for me, I thought it was really funny because
the way Finn shot him was just made me so happy.
It wasn't. Oh, yeah. That part.
No, that it just led all together.
Yeah.
I was utterly unsurprised to find out he was a spy.
Oh, yeah. When they said that there was a mole, I'm like, okay, Hux. Either it's got to be Hux or it's Kylo and he's playing a long game.
Right. So utterly but
I'm
surprised.
But I thought that was a long shot. And I'm like, it's Hux.
Right. But then him telling Finn to shoot him in the arm and Finn blasting him in the knee just was brilliant and wonderful.
It made me laugh so hard because I'm just, like, oh my God, Hux's storyline is the realistic version of Kallus's.
Yes. Yes. And it was just, so that was wonderful. And it was a wonderful way of Finn going, you know, fuck you.
Yeah.
And then, what's his name, blasts him in the chest, Pride. And he Pride. Just goes down.
Yeah.
Pride, that's it.
Yeah.
And that just, I snort laughed that one.
Yeah, no, I laughed during that.
I didn't want to laugh because, I, you know, with my luck, I go to movies by myself, so yeah. I was surrounded by strangers and I didn't want to piss anyone off.
Yeah.
But I definitely snort laughed at it.
Yeah, no, that's a character death that I actually did not mind. That was fine.
I think that was so perfectly done.
But all of the good guys, I don't... I mean, other than Leia, that I begrudgingly accept, the other ones are just like... No, I think that it could have been done differently. Or not at all.
True.
And yeah, like I said, Chewbacca, I would have been really sad. But
I would have understood it.
I would have understood, and it would have raised the stakes.
Yeah, it would have had consequences.
Yeah.
But no, instead it was capture.
Yeah.
Next level. Let's go rescue the prisoner.
Yeah, and so much of that stuff, like this running around, like, oh, let's get the Wayfinder, right? Yeah, that's what they were called.
The not holocron.
Yeah, no, when I first saw it, I was like, oh my God, is that a holocron?
I'm like, why isn't it red?
Yeah. And then, you know, it's daggers that has to be gotten, and there's just all this running around, and it is, like, video game levels. Mm-hmm. So much of that shit could have been cut out, and we could have had a moment to breathe. There was no moment to breathe.
No, there really wasn't.
Yeah, everything was moving towards something.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, like, one of the scenes that that was kind of like a breathing scene, the scene with Poe and Zori. It's like, I really like that scene.
I was surprised at how much I liked Zori.
Yeah, I like what they did with her. And, like, I think it was a really good, it really made me feel justified in my characterizations of Poe.
Yes.
But, yeah, no, and I like that they did not fall into each other's arms at the end of the movie.
Right, I think what I said to you last night was Poe is a complete dork and I love everything about him. And it's just in that, ooh, do you want to know? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that silent conversation.
That wordless, was so it was adorable. Worth a shot. I'm trying to, like, find the stuff that I really liked. I liked Leia being Rey's master.
That, I almost cried at that part.
That was...
just not the training scenes, but just when Rey calls her master.
Yeah.
Was just so gorgeous and wonderful and perfect, and Luke rejected her, and then Leia was there.
Yeah. And just the fact that we have confirmation that Leia did get Jedi training.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that scene of her and Luke together. Like, I have to, the CGI, ah, like, mm-hmm. that was, like, Leia was a little dodgy, but Luke was spot on.
Yes. Yeah, that was really gorgeous.
Yeah. No, they did it really well by having it in the dark and just illuminated by the lightsabers. Mm-hmm. And it was beautiful and getting to see Leia with a lightsaber. I mean, I know it wasn't Carrie, but still.
It's Leia.
It's Leia.
I loved Force Ghost Luke lifting the X-Wing out.
I did too.
I really liked that. It's like, that is so, that wraps that plot line up so perfectly.
Yeah.
Aside from the fact that wasn't a piece of the X-Wing being used as a door?
Yeah, one of the foils.
So we're just going to ignore that part.
Yeah, well, yeah, that, and that's another one of these JJ things. And it is like, that one I will accept because that was just freaking cool. Like that we've come to this moment where Luke can lift the X-Wing up and it was very nice. And yeah,
okay. I really like Dio. I thought he was cute and adorable and completely unnecessary and needs an entire story for himself.
I feel the same way. I like Dio, but I think he was, I don't so understand cute. The point.
No, it was, there's a story there. I would, that's what it is. There is a story there, and I want to know what it is.
Yeah, obviously this droid has been abused. He doesn't like being touched.
He's so cute. I want a story of him and BB-8 running around together.
Yeah, I want that too.
Yeah.
Since we talked about Force Ghosts.
Are we talking about Force Ghost voices?
Force Ghost voices.
Okay. Force Ghost voices.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I spent a lot of the end of the movie trying to identify voices and look at the backgrounds of crowd scenes.
I have a list.
The last, what is that? The last, like, 20 minutes, my brain was so overwhelmed.
I was dead in the last 20 minutes. Like Ben Solo.
Yes, but I was overwhelmed. I was dead from detail. Especially because I was, sorry, I'm sidelining the talk about Force Ghost voices. I spent the every crowd scene trying to spot Wedge.
Well, I was just trying to pull up the cameo list.
Okay, I've got a mental memory of who was in it.
Okay, so.
So, I definitely heard Ahsoka.
Okay,
we definitely heard Yoda.
Yes.
And we definitely heard Obi-Wan.
Yes, both versions.
And I think we heard both, right?
Yeah.
We heard Ewan and
I just Elegance. Wish that we had heard three versions.
True. But we also heard, I know I heard Ahsoka.
Yes.
Definitely heard Kanan.
Yes.
We heard Anakin.
Yes.
And they're the ones I caught. When I looked at the list at the end through the credits, there was also Ayla.
Yes.
Luminara. Mace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I missing someone?
Adigala.
Oh, Adigalia.
Yeah. And that's it.
Oh gosh, I caught most of them.
Yeah, and that's, well, that's an impressive list.
Yeah.
That's some deep cuts. The one thing I have to say, and there was somebody missing in there, and it's not a bad thing that he was missing. Hashtag Ezra lives.
Yes, but it means that at this point Ahsoka's dead.
But the thing is, it's like, yes, maybe Ahsoka's dead, but at this point she'd be 70, so maybe it was...
That's not that old!
I know it's not that old, but do you know what?
I know.
I don't know. I am happy that we heard her, except for the fact that it does suggest that she is dead now. Mm-hmm. But we did not hear Ezra, so that tells me that Ezra is still alive.
Okay.
Or maybe Ahsoka is still
Ezra's
alive.
Still out there somewhere.
Maybe I have an explanation. Oh, okay. Came up with an explanation. Ahsoka died. Ahsoka died, so a part of her is always with the Force. So Ahsoka is like Schrodinger's Jedi. She is both living and dead at the same time.
Okay. All right, I'm good with that.
Dude, you know I can headcanon fucking anything.
I can, just given time. I haven't had enough time yet.
Dude, I'm also saying that it's not for sure that Ben Solo was dead because we didn't see his Force ghost at the end of that movie.
Right. Yeah.
I know you don't care as much as I do, but you know what?
Okay. No, that's... Go for it.
Yeah, I mean, come on, like... You gotta give me something, because, like, the odds of me, like, actually writing for after this move... This is the thing... Sorry. My mind is all over the place. I am both mad and relieved that this movie has made me not want to stop writing my fanfic. Because my fanfic is firmly after The Last Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it cannot... There is no way that I can, like... fudge it so that this movie fits into it. And I mean, like, you already know that after Rebels aired, I loved Rebels so much that at that point, it's like, oh, well, I can go back and rewrite this stuff so that it actually fits with the Rebels canon.
Mm-hmm.
There was no way that was going to happen with this.
No, so you now have an AU.
Yeah, but it was like, if I had loved this movie so much, then I might have abandoned my story. But I liked this movie enough that I'm not abandoning Star Wars, though it would take a really bad movie to make me abandon Star Wars.
Yeah.
But it was disappointing enough that I'm like, I want to do my own version. I like my universe.
All right. I'm trying to remember exactly how I phrased it yesterday. Dang, what did I say? Because I meant to. I'm
what, in a text to me?
About fanfic. Oh, snagging the useful bits and pieces is what fanfic is all about.
Yeah.
There it is. Now so, I can close that.
Out of all right. of the things that we've talked about in terms of liking and disliking, there's one thing that we kind of haven't talked about yet.
Okay.
We've danced around it. I mean, we've talked about Palpatine coming back. We haven't actually talked about Rey Palpatine yet.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's just kind of a heavy sigh.
Yeah.
I like it better than if she was a Skywalker by blood.
Yeah.
I really wish she was still no one.
Yeah.
I have questions on how she's a Palpatine.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest problem, and that just keeps going back to, well, here's some plot issues. So did Palpatine have a child?
Apparently.
Because that would have been useful information to drop in there somewhere. They went, you know, here's Rey's parents. Here's Rey's grandfather. But, which one?
I must know, did Palpatine's son have three eyes? Sorry. random EU reference.
Yeah, no, I just... Kind of still sticking on which parent is Palpatine's child. We don't even know that much.
That's true. I mean, they continually called her Rey Palpatine, so everybody is assuming that it was her father, but that's not even a guarantee.
No, like, that's just using a name.
Yeah. I am so not for this. I just, no. It there's too many questions raised by all of this, and mm-hmm. this, and I don't even, like, I know you saying comics and novels, there's so many questions raised that I don't care to have answered.
Yeah, this one, I don't think it can be justified.
Yeah.
Unless we somehow find out that it's a lie also, and that's never gonna happen.
Yeah, and there's just too much of this back and forth and fighting and whatever. It's just, I would have been more okay with her being a clone than her being like her, like his actual like blood relation.
Yeah, clone would have been absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Or he created her from the Force.
Yeah, because we know he does. He's done that. Mm-hmm. And I don't like making Rey somebody. First of all, now there. Rian Johnson spent a lot of time establishing that anyone can be a hero. Like, there was the last shot with Broom Boy, and that was kind of his statement that...
Anyone
can have this power. But mm-hmm. now we just go back to this, like, dynastic bloodline bullshit.
Well, I think that's what they were hinting at with Finn.
Yeah, but they didn't pull the trigger on it.
No, they didn't.
Like, is that what he was going to be telling? Why did... We never found out what he was going to tell Rey.
Nope.
It's like, there's two possibilities. Either he was going to tell Rey that he loved her, which, while it was established, would have come out of... How can something both be established and come out of nowhere? I don't know, but they somehow did it. Mm-hmm. Or that he was going to tell her that he thought that he had the Force.
Or he was going to tell her, oh, I love you, but I love Poe more. Sorry, I had to try.
It's okay. It's okay.
You can justify, you can explain anything, and I can make everything into a Poe-Finn joke.
There could be an uptick in Rebel Storm Pilot. After this, to be honest. Not Rebel Storm Pilot. Jedi Storm Pilot.
Oh, that's the three of them, right?
Yeah.
I don't actually read sequel trilogy fanfic, really. I mean, here and there. Yours. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only one at the moment.
I'm flattered.
I know you're not insane. Sorry.
I'm also burned. Your best friend, so.
Yeah. I got burned on sequel trilogy fandom.
Fair.
Back at the beginning. So, I know I talked about it on the shipping episode, that I read a lot of prequel stuff now. But anyway, yeah, I definitely still ship Poe and BB-8. That is my non-spoilery reaction that I've now posted for three straight movies. Three straight sequel trilogy movies.
I did see that, yeah.
Because I probably, now that I think about it, I should have used that as my review on Rogue One and Solo also. Poe and BB-8 are my OTP. What did you do to my droid? You dropped a tree on him?
And yet, at the end of the movie, BB-8 is with Rey.
Yes, but I'm pretty sure that Poe and Finn are just hanging out at the cantina waiting for her to be done and come back. No, I really do.
Poe's hanging out with Jack Harkness.
Yeah, why not?
At Mos Eisley Cantina.
Yeah, no, there is no reason that the three of them did not go to Tatooine together. Let Rey go off to do her closure thing and then regroup and go on their new adventures.
Yeah. I did see somebody make a comment, though, that Anakin Skywalker would be so fucking pissed that his lightsaber was buried in sand.
Yeah. Well, maybe someone will come pick it up someday and take it to, I don't know, Mon Cala. Lots of water. I was thinking of a water planet, the opposite of sand. Or take it to Naboo. Or Naboo, or somewhere not sand.
Somebody also pointed out that it's kind of funny that both Rey and Ben have origins on Naboo.
That's true.
Starts from there.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, that's because they don't really like address anything about Padme.
No.
Yeah, it's just made me more eager to have them go to Naboo in my story.
Cool.
Ben's still alive in my story, and he always will be.
Yay!
Okay, so
I'm sure we're missing like 100 things.
We are missing like 100 things, but I need to talk a little bit more about Ben Solo.
All right, go.
I am so pissed that they killed him.
Really? I would never have guessed.
But it's not even like how that they did it. It's how they did it. It felt like JJ just ran out of ideas. Like it was just...
It felt shoehorned.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he needs to die. Let's figure out a way to make it happen.
Yeah, it's like... You know, he saved Rey, they have this big kiss, and then JJ's like, oh, I have this war criminal that's just, like, redeemed and shit. And redemption's complicated.
Let's just kill him.
Let's just have him drop dead right now.
But that whole scene just made no sense. It was like, he's dead, sort of. Rey saves him. Rey dies. He saves her. This could have kept going back and forth forever.
Yeah.
What's this? Romeo and Juliet much? I thought maybe they would just both die. Actually, I would have been okay with that.
I might have been okay with that.
I just realized I would have been okay with that.
Yeah, like that. And I know Rey isn't alone, but like, she has her friends. But she's lost her soulmate. Mm-hmm. Like, force bonds are not, like, I know, like, JJ doesn't pay any attention to anything that anybody else has done, but force bonds, they feel it forever.
We don't know that force bonds don't transcend death.
Yeah, but she's always gonna feel his absence. Just, oh. And just, oh, there was, could you imagine if he had survived, like, everything, like, dorky fucking Ben Solo trying to redeem himself for everything that Kylo Ren did.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I just weep over everything that was lost. We could have had it all.
We could have had a lot more than we had.
And just, like, the fact that, so the point of the Skywalkers was to mess shit up for 50 years? 60, I don't know how many years. But mess things up for, like, you know, the better part of a century and then just die out before Rey takes the name over again. And just back on Rey again, just for a moment. Sorry, I have a lot of feelings about this. But, so, last movie, Rey Nobody. I was fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, okay, so no, we've actually got to make her a Palpatine because we've got to explain where her power comes from. And then at the end of the movie, she takes the last name Skywalker because apparently Rey's not allowed to have her own identity.
Nope.
She's either got to be a Palpatine or she's got to be a Skywalker. No, she can just be Rey.
It would have been so powerful if she had said, Rey, just Rey.
Yes!
That would have been such a powerful moment. Then you see the suns and you get the... Yeah.
It felt, putting that in felt like they only did it for the title.
Mm-hmm.
And the title's not that great.
No, the title's okay.
I don't feel like it really...
Rose?
Yeah.
Yeah. But the, okay, so just to be amusing, you realize that seeing Luke and Leia at the end together, and that Rey takes her name from them,
mm-hmm.
that all those people who shipped them 42 years ago just won the internet. Luke and Leia are Rey's parents.
Jeez.
You're welcome.
Which then makes Kylo and Rey half siblings.
I don't know. But yeah, so yeah, there we go.
Oh my god. I love you. there's just I want to love this. I do. I mean, I know I've spent a lot of time complaining about this, but there is stuff that I like in it. But it just feels like the stuff that I like are just small little character moments. Other than the fact that Adam Driver is a fucking powerhouse. But, like, the big things that I have a problem with are just really big things.
Yeah. I know I like it more than you. Yeah. And I feel like I'm going to like it even more than that the more times I see it. A couple days ago, 2 days ago, whatever it was, on this day, I saw my reaction to Last Jedi.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't remember exactly what I said, but it was something like, I don't actually know how to feel right now. I need to see it again.
Yeah.
And then I saw it, I don't remember if it was the next morning or the morning after, or 2 mornings after. And it was like, oh, I think I'm seeing a completely different movie. It just sunk in differently. And I think this one's going to be the same way.
Yeah, I mean, I will make my peace with this. I'm sure of that. That's just how I am with Star Wars. I will eventually make my peace. But right now, on first blush, I'm like...
Eah. Okay.
And now, like, part of this might be that I am such a hardcore Bendemptionist that I am so salty that they killed him off. Mm-hmm. Like, if he had survived, I might have a completely different reaction to things.
Okay.
But it does color... Because it's not just about his death. It is about the Skywalker family. It's about the fact that, okay, so why did Han, Luke, and Leia die?
Yeah.
Because, like, no. Ben didn't really do much to actually help in the end. He brought Rey back, but did Rey really need to be brought back? Because she did, but she fulfilled her destiny and she died heroically.
Everything else was outside of them.
Yeah, so, like, and I just don't... It just feels like the Skywalker family existed for the better part of a century to fuck shit up and then just die out.
Yeah, no.
Which is sad. Which is sad. This is the Skywalker saga, and so we're gonna kill off the Skywalker family and leave the only person to adopt the name as somebody who would have really liked to have been brought into the Skywalker family in another way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like,
All right, so let's end on a positive note here.
Yes.
Okay. I loved the ground assault on a Star Destroyer.
That was cool.
I just, because I love space battles.
Yeah.
And seeing them have a ground assault on a Star Destroyer was super cool.
That was very cool.
Because you'll agree with this one now. I think one of my favorite scenes in the sequel trilogy happened in this movie. The lightsaber drop.
How did I not mention the lightsaber drop?
I don't know. I'm glad you didn't, because I really want to close with it.
The lightsaber drop was...
I honestly think that is one of my favorite scenes in these three movies.
That scene was amazing. That scene, like... Oh my...
I knew when she took both that obviously Kylo was going to end up with one of them.
Yeah.
I did not expect Kylo it to happen like that.
Kylo did not end up with one of them. You correct yourself right now. Kylo did not end up.
No, I know, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I did not expect it to happen like that.
I did not expect it to happen like that. It was freaking beautiful. The fact that that scene from the trailer where you see like the look of wonder on her face because mm-hmm. she knows he is there and he has redeemed himself. And so yeah. she gives him the lightsaber. And that's when shrug.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Just. Yeah, that scene is one of my favorites. And that was one of the scenes where it's like, okay, JJ did take some stuff from The Last Jedi. He didn't toss the entire thing away because mm-hmm. he was obviously building off of the Force bond that Rian Johnson established. The fact that, you know, they could physically interact with each other, which was set up with like the rain in The Last Jedi. So right. I like that they evolved that just to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's a good one to end on because that is one of the most beautiful scenes in the sequel trilogy. And I think really sums up those two characters as a pairing, as the leads of the trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, working together to take out the bad guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have some friends that hated this movie even more than I did, because I don't hate it. I just have some severe doubts about it. But they're like, yeah, I'm going to be watching some of these clips. I'll be watching like that clip just over on loop.
Yeah. And I can completely understand that.
Yeah. So... that brings to an end this therapy session. We're just about out of time. We're about at an hour.
Yeah, just about.
So, yeah. I mean, I think this is going to be a divisive movie. Everybody's going to have to make their own judgments. And I think that it will be the most contentious out of the sequel trilogy, and possibly out of all of the Star Wars movies. I think there's going to be people that like it, people who dislike it, and there's going to be people who dislike it for a lot of different reasons.
Agreed.
But we will be discussing this more, because once we sit with this movie more, we're going to have more opinions, and this is just our first reactions to it. So please tell us what you think of this movie, of how the sequel wrapped up. Were you right? Were you wrong? Did you like it? Did you not? You can contact us on Twitter at SW Trash Podcast, and you can contact me personally at MC Frotus.
And you can get me at Murnell.
And you can find us on YouTube and Facebook and Tumblr at Trash Compactor Podcast, and our website is trashcompactorpodcast.com, and please go to our Patreon and support the podcast and help us keep things going, because certainly we need to be able to talk about Star Wars as much as we can.
Talk about wars in space.
Yes. So we are Trash Compactor Podcast on Patreon. And until next time, may the Force be with you.
Always.
Runaway, this movie does give me like a bunch of ideas for shit that I want to do. First of all, you know how I was talking about possibly ending this?
Yeah.
That's not happening. Ben, I think, is going to... I'm going to start kind of changing his character a little more towards what we saw.
Okay.
Because, well, like, I have Ben fuck up a lot. You've noticed that.
Really? Hadn't noticed.
But maybe now, like, that he's gone through this whole, like, exiling himself,
mm-hmm.
maybe he's going to start getting his head together now.
Okay.
And Zori is going to appear at some point.
Cool.
Because I feel like I don't mind having Poe having a rebellious backstory. It's the fact that it seems rather incongruous with what we know, but I can fix that.
Sweet.
Because I'm me. And I mean, Zori, and I have already established that Kayla was a smuggler, so, like, it totally fits that she would know Zori.
Yeah.
And I did mention that they had an ex in common, and I'm
yes,
like,
you did.
It's going to be Zori.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think that works wonderfully. Stop it, Sky! Silly cat. Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. And also, I'm gonna amp up the Force Bond like they did
Sweet.
In the movie, because that was... I want to have that moment, too.
Yeah.
That lightsaber moment was just so...
That was so cool. There we go. Yeah, no, that was incredibly cool.
Okay, so... I didn't say it in the podcast because I knew you would roll your eyes at me. But the whole that they're able to interact physically through the Force Bond, I was already like, they knew about that like long before this movie. Like, they've been doing that since the end of The Last Jedi. And it wasn't always fighty-fighty.
Right.
And there's going to be a million fanfics that... Well, I think there are actually some already.
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
But there's going to be just more now, because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'd be shocked if there weren't.
That's totally weird, that whole idea. But... Yeah. I don't know. Oh, fuck!
What?
I just realized there was something that I didn't talk about that I didn't have this in my notes, and I really should have had it there.
What?
I was so mad about what they did to Rose.
Oh, yeah.
And what they did with Rose was nothing.
Glorified extra?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody pointed it out, and it's like, oh, geez, like, I felt the same way. But every time Dominic Monaghan said anything...
It should have been Rose?
I was mad that it wasn't Rose.
Yeah, agree.
And I mean, I love Dominic Monaghan. It's just like, why the fuck are you Rose?
Right.
And I felt like that was entirely a reaction to The Last Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why are you pandering to these people?
Because they are loud.
Well, the rest of us can be loud too.
I know, but the complainers are the loud ones. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Well, do you know what the thing is? I'm actually, I didn't turn off the recorder yet.
Okay.
So the fact that I just put that on, maybe I'll put that as a tag on the end of the episode. Where it's just like, I need to acknowledge the fact that I hate what they did to Rose.